Everybody, Jake and Gino here. And Gino, the economy is a little different than it was about a year ago. And a recent CNBC survey is now showing that Americans believe inflation is the biggest threat to the U.S. economy, not COVID. Now, inflation is becoming a real concern. We're seeing it at the pumps. We're seeing it at the food. We're seeing it in asset prices. So the belief is the Fed is going to begin tapering its bond purchases as a first step to raise interest rates, because raising interest rates should dampen the inflation. G-Father, what say you?
It's a very complicated topic, but let's try to rip it down and make it as simple as possible.
And they manipulate everything. So what happens in the long run? You know, it depends on what these guys do, right? So
interest rates rise, supposed to slow down, you know, when the bond purchase, I should say, when they start purchasing and slowing down the bond purchasing, your interest rates are going to start to rise. What's happened in the past in real estate is that will slow down the purchase of real estate. We saw it a couple of years ago when our interest rates rose in multifamily. It went up maybe half a point. Deals started coming out of contract because they stopped working because the debt became more expensive. It's very interest rate sensitive. But since we're in a new paradigm, since we're post-COVID or whatever you want to call it, inflation is inflation's a real thing because people don't want to hoard dollars. They know that their dollars are being depreciated by at least 10%, right? I mean, like, look at the gas. What was gas a year ago, $1.90. You're at $3.30 a gallon right now.
Yeah.
I mean, look at all the prices. Used cars. Let's bring in supply chain. We weren't considering talking about this, but let's go real macro. If you can't get your products in and your people are bidding on those products, that inflation is really going to cause those products to cost even more. Go buy a used car right now. Good luck with that. They're up 25% of the consumer price index last year's rise was from used cars, right? So that's one big component that people are doing it. So when you see bond purchases being tapered, long-term effect, interest rates are going to rise, makes everything more expensive, makes real estate more expensive. I think in the single family, those prices may cool down a little bit. That's what I think is going
or to maybe happen. Not as rise as aggressively.
Or accelerate as aggressively, yes.
That's what I think the key is here, because ultimately, what we're looking at is this is going to go slow. There's no way that they're just going to, you know, full throttle this thing. So I think one, for the average real estate investor, you're probably not going to see it too much. I think ultimately this is going to go slow. It's going to be a slow creep. And ultimately, it's probably not going to be this kind of an immediate effect that you're going to feel. What over, like, to Gino's point, where, you know, some of these times when you're doing a Fannie deal and they quote you a spread, well, you know, you could get caught at some point where you're going to see the spread and the quoted rate become higher within 45, 60 days by the time you actually close that deal. I think things like that, which may make some of these tight deals more challenging, I think ultimately is going to be the case.
Jake, let's discuss inflation on a macro level. What happens to rents and multifamily with inflation and wages? They both go up correspondingly. So rents are getting to be more expensive. So as a multifamily operator, if you're seeing that inflation is taking hold and you're buying an asset today, your rents are going to be higher in the next 1 to 2 years, depending on what market you're in. This is market specific. If you're in a depressed market or a market that's in a recession or a market that's very hard to collect rents, that may not happen. But if you're in a demanding market where people are migrating to the Southeast Conference, those kinds of markets, beware, because rents have been really escalating over the last 18 months. You know, the experts told us rents were going to go bye-bye. We weren't going to be able to collect them. There's going to be rent forbearance and eviction forbearance, all these tsunamis going on. I'm still waiting for the tsunami. It hasn't happened yet. All I know is that if you've been sitting on the sidelines for the last 2 years, you've missed about a 15 to 20% rent growth.
Dude, it was part of the news cycle. It was clickbait, dude, at the end of the day, ultimately. And here's the key, gang. We're all real estate investors here. And Gino just made the most excellent point. It's about your buy right parameters. You got a copy of Wheelbarrow Profits there, Gino?
I do.
Hold it up. That's our framework: buy right, manage right, and finance right. And it all comes down to your buying parameters. We're looking for growing markets, okay, with strong employment bases. You want to be in the path of progress, all right? You're buying these things on a certain set of parameters. We teach it in our buy right. It's part of our framework. It's something that we teach every day. You need to have your buy right parameters nailed down, so you're inserting yourself into a place that's going to have the key metrics that you need to run a successful multifamily business. And that's what Wheelbarrow Profits is all about.
So Jake, you talk about locking in long-term fixed rate financing. Some people are out there saying, hey, inflation's going on, or rates going up. Should I pay a little bit more for a deal today, but get really cheap rates on my deal? And I'm going to hold this deal for the next 10 years. I'm going to get a nice rent bump because of inflation, my asset is going to elevate the hard, you know, my hard asset is going to go up in value because of inflation. Now may be the time where short term people are going to jump in and say, hey, I want to buy an asset today because I'm going to lock in the lowest rate possible that I have for the next 10 years. And I know that where I am in my market that's appreciating, rents are rising, that may be a benefit for me.
All those folks out there, those Freddie floaters, Gino, right?
Yep.
Excellent. Gino, so what are you giving the folks today?
So gino@jakeandgino.com. Email me. I'll give you a PDF copy of this. Listen, once you've read this book.
What's this for the folks that are not on YouTube?
It's Wheelbarrow Profits.
Buy right, manage right, finance right, baby.
It is. And it talks about starting the business. It talks about that framework where they're all interchangeable. They're all interconnected. When you're buying a deal, you have to look at the finance parameters. I'm going to give everybody a tip that Jake and I, when we first started, made our biggest mistake. We didn't have an exit strategy. Make sure you have an exit strategy when you buy these multifamily properties. Ours right now, since we're vertically integrated, we like to run these properties. We want to hold these properties and buy them for the long term. Well, that's going to affect the type of debt you're getting on right now. So, you know, is bridge risky? If you're buying a deal with bridge debt and that rate is not locked or there's a floating rate on it, that may be a little bit of risk. You know, are you going to be able to get your job done the next 24 months and be able to refi? But when you go to refinance this deal, all of a sudden rates are higher. So just be aware.
Don't pencil whip your deal, right? If you're going in with bridge, make sure you're being conservative on that exit. So
yes, exactly. So, you know, Wheelbarrow Profits is the buy right, like Jake said, the manage right, and the finance right.
Awesome. Gino, thanks for your time today. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Jake.